Hi, I am Nirmal Sarkar, and you are listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. We are a group of crypto enthusiasts, and this podcast is nothing but a collection of our Clubhouse live sessions, where we discuss the latest crypto trends from India. Well, this also means you can directly participate on our Clubhouse sessions and become a part of our next episode. Come, join us. Visit CryptoHubIndia.com to get all our social links. Thank you.
Ishwarji, you actually made a scenario of saying that okay, somebody can take Bitcoin to some place and he can buy NFT and you can again move things. Now each and everything happens on the chain. It is going to be on the blockchain. So I mean, as a blockchain is very transparent, nobody can. I mean, you can't simply say. I mean, you can make say black into white. I mean, you can say anyone can make into black into white. But once you can track all the transactions, the government will come up with something, and we will do
we think that government is something which is an unlimited fund. It is easier to obtain an infrastructure to trap everyone. But once you get into government projects, right, like I have sold multiple government projects through RFP, then you realize making something like this will bankrupt the government. So it is not. And bankrupt any government. And before we think of deciding, put up a mechanism to track whatever number of X number of wallet and exchanges and the money coming and going, putting up a method in that before us there is a rich governments available in Europe, which are with much smaller population like Switzerland and with more money, so that they have decided that they will give every citizen $55,000, but they decided not to take it. They would have come up with that regulation, right? Because even they don't have money to create such a massive system which can track everything, right? Not easy to do it. It is easier to say if you understand how the payment system works, how SWIFT works, how trade finance works, how the money move from one location to another, how it is being tracked, right? Then you realize it is much difficult than when you have to create this massive system, and then you have to apply in like in day-to-day of everyone and track money at that level. Not easy. There is no way, at least at this stage, you can create that massive system which is operable. You will create a system bigger than the blockchain that itself, right? Bigger than the Bitcoin blockchain itself. You have to create a system bigger than that so that you can track everything.
There are multiple layers. There is a beautiful book called Layered Money, okay, by Nick Bhatia. It's phenomenal. You know how the current, even the situations are going on. There is a settlement layer called layer one. Then you have a layer two application layer where you will run the applications which do the day-to-day transactions. Like we have the net banking layer of applications. So what Bitcoin is a ledger, or the universal, decentralized ledger, is a layer one protocol which doesn't consume much data. For the 11 years, data is really worth only 450 GB right now. Okay. 11 years of data.
500 GB, not
free. Yeah, max. Yeah, half a terabyte. It can be stored in anybody's hard drive. Anybody can.
Ishwar, you're cutting, man.
It is way, way different.
Ishwarji, you are in the matrix. I think you should move out and enter again.
Yeah.
Ishwarji. Ishwarji, I mean, you are trying to simply.
Wait. Mani, let him answer. Let Ishwar. Okay, he's coming back. So, he's back. So, let Ishwar answer soon. Yeah, Ishwar, go ahead. I think, yeah, he's back. Ishwar, can you hear us? Oh, am I audible, guys? Or is it me?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, you're.
Yes, some issue. So my question was related to creating a massive system which is backed by and operated by government to track Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency. Right now, we have so many cryptocurrencies at levels so that 100 million or 200 million, whatever number of wallet will be there in future, it can be easily tracked and reported in a text transaction or any other transaction or any other for any other purpose, right? My question was related to that. How will that massive system will be created? Who will back that massive system and who will create that massive system, right? If you understand payments and how the systems are created, and you quote me any book, Nick Bhatia or whoever it is, I don't care. But the problem is, if he has solution for that problem, definitely somebody in Switzerland who has much more money than us, much more smaller population, much easier to track the number of wallet exchanges, they would have done it by now. They are still in the same boat deciding how we create that massive transaction system to track that transaction, massive level of transaction.
Exactly, sure. That problem is solved by Bitcoin.
No,
how?
Yeah, the ledger itself is called. The ledger.
How will my tech... No. Ledger is not controlled by government, na? Any government. Plus, that how will you report? So, your taxman, during your financial... See, understand it, Sundar. During your tax filing, your taxman will check each and every wallet, check what are the exchanges happened, cross-check it, and then see whether there is a, you know, misreporting or something like that. That's what you are proposing?
See, I mean, that
you know that, right? Even now, they can't tally your mutual fund and any other transaction. Even now, government can't tally proper mutual fund that you have sold from your account and the asset that you have sold or purchased, or even the lands that you have sold or purchased during the tax transaction. Even now, there is a very difficult and regressive way to track all those things. Forget about tracking the Bitcoin. You're talking about tracking a Bitcoin transaction for like one, whatever number of billion people we are in India, right? And then now we are talking about global tracking as well for those payments. If you understand how the payment systems are created, tracking them during your tax filing or post that, or in case of an issue, one off is easy, but to track every wallet, way, way difficult to creating a system to do that. And very expensive also. More expensive than managing and printing the actual physical.
Sure, every wallet entry, when you use a Bitcoin, the entry is there on the public ledger called.
So, who will check public ledger, boss? Who will check public ledger?
Anybody can check, Ishwar. Anybody can check.
Who is anybody?
Running daily, 24 hours open.
Wait, Sundar, Ishwar, let me chime in. Boss,
कैसे काम करता है CBIC में? Do you understand? हमने वो CBIC का सिस्टम दो साल पहले डिलीवर किया था. Infosys अभी कर रहा है उसको. वो कैसे चलता है आपको, यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट पार्ट? टैक्समैन आपका जाके चेक नहीं करता कि हाउ मेनी टू हैव मेनी ट्रांजैक्शंस यू हैव डन मैन. टैक्समैन डजंट गो एंड चेक दीस थिंग्स. व्हाटएवर यू रिपोर्ट, दे टेक दिस एज फेस वैल्यू, और वो रैंडम उठाते हैं किसी अकाउंट में कि कहीं पे मिस रिपोर्टिंग हुआ होगा, और आपका रैंडम चांस आता है कि आपने शायद मिस रिपोर्टिंग कर दिया होगा, और उसके बाद आप ट्रांजेक्शन में पकड़े जाते हो. यू नो दैट हाउ इट वर्क्स, राइट? वर्क्स ऑन रैंडम सिलेक्शन. देर इज नो वे टू इवन ट्रैक आपके अकाउंट से कितना गया, कितना आया है, आपके म्यूचुअल फंड आपने कितना बेचा है, लैंड कहाँ खरीदिए, कहाँ बेचिए, कैपिटल अगेन भरा है नहीं भरा. देर इज नो वे टू ट्रैक दैट टू द जीरोथ लेवल इवन नाउ. फॉरगेट अबाउट ट्रैकिंग बिटकॉइन. कौन जाके चेक करेगा यार 130 करोड़ भारतीयों के ट्रांजेक्शन के टाइम पे कि उन्होंने बिटकॉइन का ट्रांजेक्शन लिया नहीं लिया, कोई फिजिकल वॉलेट. डिजिटल तो छोड़ दो, कई लोगों ने बिटकॉइन के दूसरे वाले वॉलेट भी लिए होते हैं, हार्ड वाले वॉलेट. कहाँ से ट्रैक करोगे यार, कब तक ट्रैक करोगे? कैसे पेमेंट सिस्टम बनाओगे? मुझे एक ट्रैकिंग प्रोटोकॉल बताओ जहां पे एग्जिस्ट करता हो. 11 साल से बिटकॉइन क्रिप्टो करेंसी है. हां जी,
आपका सॉल्यूशन,
देयर इज नो सॉल्यूशन. दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग यू बॉस, दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग यू. देयर इज नो सॉल्यूशन फॉर दैट.
लाइटनिंग नेटवर्क आया हुआ है भाई ईश्वर भाई, देयर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड लाइटनिंग नेटवर्क. एंड
लेट मी चाइम इन वन सेकंड, लेट मी चाइम इन.
सारी प्रॉब्लम्स बताई ना, वो सारी प्रॉब्लम्स है
रोशन.
क्रिप्टो करेंसी अभी स्टिल इन फैंसी में
है. राइट. सो रोशन, लेट मी. Yes, yes. What you are saying is exactly correct. So I think there is some both of you are putting valid points, but the conflict is like Sundar is saying everything is transparent on a blockchain. Agree, totally agree. Every wallet transaction happens on a blockchain. That's totally correct. Like so, but again, someone has to mask. Like someone has to, you know, map that wallet to a person, right? Like if I am doing a MetaMask transaction, can someone tell me it was Manish or me who was doing this? No, right? So Ishwar is going over there. Ishwar is saying we will have to build up a very big system to kind of track all the wallets to whom they belong and what transaction they are doing. But if that government is doing, then what is then the entire purpose of decentralization defies, right? So if we believe in the ethos of decentralization, then we should not ask even for the solutions from government. But now we are saying, okay, let this P2P thing happen. You track us. Government find some solution and track us, right? So we are actually conflicting our own thinking over here.
No, Joshman, I think...
I'll make a point here. This whatever transactions that you are asking what the government needs to track will happen on layer 2 network called Lightning Networks. The base layer of Bitcoin is simply an asset. You treat it like, you know, a pure gold. Gold transactions don't happen 7,000 times.
I know those things, what you are explaining to me. I know those things. But the problem is, my question is way different. Tell me a system that tracks that and government to track it. Will does that system
even if you say an income tax, Ishwar, even if when you say income tax, it is self-declared, right? It is self-declared unless you are an employee of a private company or a.
Maine sabse pehle, that's how I started everybody my argument, right? It is self-declared.
Everybody is self-declaring the income tax. So the wallets have to be self-declared.
That's how I started my argument.
Ishwar, one second. Let him complete. Let Sundarji complete and then you come back, please, please. Otherwise, let's. Yeah, Sundarji, first you.
Okay. What people who have invested heavily in Bitcoin. In US especially, I can speak about them, what they are doing, like Michael Saylor and those people. They're trying to bring in, right now they want it to be called as an asset now. It's treated as a commodity. Right now it is approved as a commodity, okay? Bitcoin and Ethereum right now. But actually Bitcoin is the only one that's supposed to be treated as sound money. Okay, so that to move to medium of exchange, it doesn't really need to become a medium of exchange or become a unit of account, okay? It just has to replace gold, that's all. It has to become a standard replacement for gold. Nothing else needs to be done here. And anything else that you want transactions to be done, every company can create its own mini lightning network kind of applications, which Twitter is already doing. Okay, Twitter is launching very soon. I think it has launched already. And if you have seen, there is a company called Strike by Jack Mallers, who has already put in lightning network inside Twitter and is helping people. You can tip anybody across the world at the speed of light. So he has proved it. The guy at zero cost. He's not even taking a penny right now. Okay. So this has been proven already. And there was a launch of new software upgrade on Bitcoin network after 4 years, after taking approvals from all the major miners and stakeholders of lot of debate, something called Taproot. Okay. It is a small upgrade on the kind of thoda privacy, thoda or enhancements, jo bhi hai. I mean, I haven't delved into that. So these upgrades are happening slowly. So right now, we have to treat Bitcoin as basically sound money. It's all a replacement to gold and create a gold standard on which countries can run their fiat currency. Let the existing system, how it is working, let it continue. Nobody is trying to replace the fiat, but we just saying bring in a standard. Replace the gold, bring in that standard which gold standard was having. So there is a control on government spending. Right now, the US country, why did they have to do 20 years of war in Afghanistan? And now they are trying to punish their own citizens by creating an inflation scenario, okay? And raising the prices of essential commodities and asking the rich people to pay for it. They're going to tax Elon Musk or Amazon guy, asking him to pay more in taxes. How can just one or two rich people paying taxes solve the problem of America for several years or 1 year even? I think that Elon Musk tweet also said that. So now the problem is government is irresponsibly spending, especially this is happening in US. That's what most of the fiat countries are, countries using fiat currencies are having. So Bitcoin has a hard cap limit of 21 million. So that it's not like it cannot be fooled. And if you have seen JP Morgan price manipulations of metals market, because now we cannot believe that metals market is also manipulable. Okay, or it's happened and they've made profit of 30 billion and but they paid a fine of 60 million and now closed the case, which happened a few days back. So where is the hard money? Where can people like middle class and people think is saving their currencies in banks with will give them returns in 30, 40 years from now, or even if they retire on pension, and that money will help them survive another 10, 20 years. This is the problem that Bitcoin is trying to solve. Okay. And
So Sundar, see, we don't disagree what problem Bitcoin is going to solve. That we all agree on that. I also come from a middle class. So I have also invested in Bitcoin. I have my hard-earned money put into it. I have profited from it. I have been profiting from it from years and in the other digital currencies as well. Now, the problem is not that we as a person or how do we safeguard ourselves, right? It is not middlemen or somebody from a lower class or upper class versus the government. That is the problem, right? We are talking about if government is bringing a regulation, I am a sitting duck. I can't do anything. If they ban it as a currency, they can. If they ban it as a asset, they can. When it comes to financial instrument definition, it doesn't fit into the currency definition. When it comes at a asset definition, it doesn't fit into the asset definition as well. From a general economics purpose, if we have read the economics and how the value and the store of value being done from traditionally, whatever Maurya Gupta or whatever you want to go back in the history to, where the coins and pots and lilies were being exchanged, we can go back and see how the barter system came in and how the money system currently we are following came in. I am totally in agreement with you that there is a problem and Bitcoin is solving that problem, definitely. But you need to understand that there is a government too in your own country and in other countries as well. And they need to manage money, they need to manage law, and they need to manage and ensure safeguard to their citizens. Whether it is on paper, whether it is just verbally on TV, but that's how usually we select a government and it is being portrayed. Now the problem is, as soon as you put Bitcoin in the hands of common people, which they have already put in, and now we have 100 million, more than 100 million wallets in India, there comes a challenge. How will you regulate it? For regulating it, government has to build up a massive system. So government is not ready to do that, right? So for easier way to do the government is just to ban them. That's how they typically do, right? They don't have a way to track 500 and 1000 rupee notes, so they ban it and done it with the demonetization. And it's a smaller problem, just a 500 and 1000 rupees note. They were not even able to track that, right? So it is not that. And this is not the first time demonetization happened. There were other years as well it happened, but it happened slowly for variety of reasons. But the problem here again that comes is not people. We don't have to create a people versus government situation. We are just a sitting duck if government decided to ban it tomorrow and it doesn't fit into the any financial instrument definition. That's what I'm trying to say. I am not against or I am not pro whether you are taking me in that direction or not direction, other direction. I'm just talking on from the finance perspective, general finance perspective. And I'm also talking from the regulation perspective and how it is being put forward by the government. Because I've been into this field for years and that's definitely what is a talk around this in the general lobby. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, and sure. I understand you. Just two points.
I have spent 3 years in New York and I've worked with the US government as well and banks as well. I was posted there working with the financial industry when I was there at 30 Rockefeller building, that Deloitte office at 55th floor. So I know their plight as well. I still have clients there. I still go and visit them and then have some of the projects are still running. But the problem is the conversation is same, right? The conversation doesn't differ. That government has no way to put a regulation framework and spend money to put a regulatory tracking software to track everything. That massive investment, the government has no way to do that. The best way would be they come up with their own digital currency so that they can save money on printing new money and they can just release a new series of notes on the digital currency, which is centrally backed, right? So they will save money and at the same time make a profit on it. And then that their Bitcoin problem, which they're thinking, not Bitcoin, but the cryptocurrency problem, which they're thinking will get resolved. So that's the mindset which is there with the government right now. So I'm just telling you that. Okay, and it has been very clear by May paper of ours.
Can I just come in here a little bit?
Yeah, Rish, please.
Hey, Ishwar, Sundar, I think wonderful points by both of you. Sundar, you're speaking from a Bitcoin perspective. Ishwar, you're speaking from a reality perspective, more from a realistic situation. Now, who likes any particular government? Which government in the world likes power taken away? Money is power at the end of the day, right? And when you're seeing, an incumbent situation being taken over by something else, like a decentralized system, such as Bitcoin or whatever you call it, you're going to react one way or another. And that reaction, as you say, Ishwar, is CBDC, which is a centralized digital bank currency. So we are definitely going to see CBDCs, but I'm not very sure whether CBDCs will be living long. It may solve some problems. It may solve counterfeit. It may solve, the instant settlement issue. It may solve a few things, right? But from a long-term perspective, even CBDCs are not bound to what Bitcoin, which was a one-time discovery in 2009 when the Genesis block was made, blah, 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 to 21 million Bitcoin, so on and so forth, right? So that was a one-time discovery. That's not going to happen in CBDC. CBDCs eventually will mean the same thing as fiat. It's going to kill itself. It's going to stab itself. It's going to come out. It's not a phoenix arising out of, your fiat. It is just another form that it's taking, which is going to kill itself. Eventually, at some point in time, anything that is centralized has killed itself. History has proven itself over and over again for the last 5,000 years. Otherwise, we would have had a Roman coin. We could have had a Constantinople coin. We could have had, we could have had many coins by now. But nothing has survived. What has survived? So here comes the beauty of Bitcoin, which is self-depreciating because there's only 18.6 to 18.8, I don't remember the exact number, have been mined. The balance will be mined until April 2140. I mean, none of us are going to be here, whoever in this room is. None of us are going to be here alive by the time the final Bitcoin is made, right, crafted and sold. Or so, so both of you have made some wonderful points. CBDCs are going to come, but we don't know the plight of CBDCs. My guess is as good as yours. I don't think it's going to survive as well, but I think Bitcoin has a better potential, a better future, because it's cryptographically enabled. You can't go back to the Genesis block. There are more than 700,000 blocks that are mined till date. To go one block forward, you know how much hash power is to go back to 700,000 blocks. I mean, you can do it. It's a 51% attack, but you'll get shut down. But it's theoretically possible, but in reality, it's not possible. We all know that in more ways than one. So I think, Bitcoin is here to stay. CBDCs will come. Most will go, right? Most will go. All of us will see that transition happen at some point, because no government is going to be happy with their powers or forces going to be taken away from them. So they would want to impress upon, more than impressing upon the market or the economy, they want to stay relevant. They want to push their, agenda across. They want to make more money, whatever, for fill their own pockets, bourses, you can call it whatever. But it's going to come, it's going to go. But Bitcoin is there to stay forever. So I don't know what was the, I caught a couple of points on the tail end. I just wanted to, share my perspective. I just want to transition this into the topic of the room, which is crypto to be banned or not to be banned.
Rish, I have a couple of pointers to make for Ishwar.
Let me finish. I've heard you guys, respectfully for the last, 45 minutes. I just want to say a couple of things. It's not going to be easy to ban. Even let's say the worst case scenario, the Indian government bans it, because it's not easy, right? Ishwar made some very good points. I agree with him on that. It's very hard. How do you there's DeFi, there are swaps, there is multiple things that's happening. How do you even capture all of that data? You can do that on the stock market, but how do you do that? Such a disparate world of or universe of crypto. It's very, very challenging. So there's going to be, even US is struggling with it, by the way. They're absolutely struggling. It's not easy. By the way, I co-moderate a North American room, not so often for the last 2 months. I'm more concerned about the India situation. I'm spending more time here rather than there. I've been involved in the space for quite some time. But anyway, coming to this, I think this winter bill is going to be focused around this. I don't think in my wildest dreams they're going to ban it. I think they're going to find ways to regulate it. It's the first phase of regulation. There's going to be several amendments to it. Whatever bill has been passed, I don't think neither they or us are going to be happy with it, to be honest. We have to find middle ground where we need to give them a sense of that they have felt they've won something. They need to give a sense to us that we felt we've won something. We need dialogue It's not going to be easy. It's a constant, it's a process, right? It might take months, weeks, months, maybe even years. I'm sure it will take years to come to common ground and have some sort of a unison and understanding and have some sort of mutual win-win-win relationship. That's going to be hard. At the end of the day, you know, as history has dictated itself, you can't beat them, you join them. Well, I'm Rish and I'm done.
Yeah, Rish, I mean, you made a very good point. I mean, what Ishwar is trying to tell is, Ishwar actually implied that we are a lame duck and because like, I mean, yeah, the government is going to ban regulation and everything. And of course, everyone has to go through a regulation. I mean, for example, if you see, I mean, the government can ban anything it wants, but it can directly eliminate by simply saying a ban. For example, the China is trying to say it ban. But the Chinese people themselves are holding a lot of Bitcoin and lot of cryptocurrencies. But that doesn't, I mean, the Chinese ban statement or anything, that didn't stop anyone from doing it. Yeah, of course, the government can make it criminal. So if government bans it or makes it criminal, yeah, it is in its purview. It is in best interest. It can do it. But if they do it, entire Bitcoin trade will become illegal. For example, if you go to Gujarat, I mean, the alcohol is banned. But if you want to get drunk, you can get the alcohol. But you are just avoiding the legal processor, and you are getting the under the table, so that even the government can't even see right now. Suppose if the government bans the Bitcoin, so the government can't even see each and every what's happening in its purview. At least the best interest of the government is to make it legal and to regulate it in a reasonable way, in such a way that it can have a control one way or the other. And you said the tracking mechanisms and the tracking and everything is costly, and you even gave a example that like even the tracking this mutual funds and this stock reporting is also not that easy kind of thing you implied.
No,
actually
that part was easy. I didn't say that was hard.
I didn't say you. I'm referring to Ishwar, sir.
Okay. No, that is all regulated.
Let me finish. I'm referring to Ishwar, sir. Now, as we go in, because we have the transparent ledger and transparent transactions, as we know the AI models are building up and everything, as we go into the future, each and every transaction will be tracked one way or the other, and each and everything will come under AI purview. And also, even if any corporate companies, most of the money, big money, wherever the corporate, if they want to do it legally, everybody's Bitcoin wallet address will be associated with their own personal ID. And I mean, the Bitcoin or all the decentralization is not about like privacy. I mean, privacy is a different issue. And decentralization is a more concept of government can't control it, but government can see it. So as we go by the AI models and everything, they can do it. And it is not in the government's best interest to ban it. And I think if any smart government can see it, so they might not ban it. That's what the US is trying to try. I mean, US and every big governments have realized as of now. So banning it is not a way to go. So that's why I think this is a reasoning. I think the government is not going to ban.
Mani, I'll just put a very small point to this. So how to create a system and on this, just to make it this thing clear. So government is trying to create a central database to track all the NPAs for last decade, right? They have done consultation with my team. They have done consultation with our competitors, McKinsey. You talk about any other big company, not only in India, but in the global scenario as well, so that they can have one single database of all the NPAs. They can track it easily. They can track this next Mallya or whatever, next Subrata Roy. They can track all these things. But this is all in talks, right? But when you have to create an actual system and then you see how much you have to spend to create an actual system where you can track all these things and keep all the database, forget about anything else. The cost of running the server where everything would be stored and cost of do it in real time to check and get it reported, massive, right? Massive. I mean, say this is one of the kind database that will be created in the world, right? Not easy to do for a single government, any government, forget about India, any government. Because then you have to track not only the transaction which is happening in India, but you are doing a transaction in foreign currency. Then it is going from one country to another country. Somebody has opened a wallet in another country. Like, I mean, there's a lot of loophole that you can follow. Then there is hard wallets where you can just take a do number ka cash somebody from Hawala and then just put it in a hard wallet. There is no way to track and link it to you. So there are tons and tons of ways to sidestep this. But the problem is if government is not able to create a simple NPA database for a banking accounts, forget about creating a database that will track the entire transaction and entire payment through the blockchain network or a Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency network. So that's the problem. So what I'm trying to tell here is that it is not easy. It is easier to say that it is just go and see it. But when you have to do it real time and somebody has to monitor it like a big boss, it is not easier to implement it. And that is the situation with most of the government. Or they would have created a database for NPAs, which is really, really simple. What is stopping them that every bank will report their NPAs to a central authority so that it can be tracked centrally and recovery and any other issue and fraud can be tracked? What is stopping them? Which government is finding it difficult to do it?
Let me give
one. They all have intent. They have all done consultations. Every bank want to do that as well, so that it gets off their hands also. But the problem is, when they see the cost of building that solution, right? They all get scared.
Ishwar,
let me add a quick pointer
here. Okay,
Sundarji, one second. I'll add and then you can. Thank you. So just to give you how complex these systems are, I am working on a project. Okay, I am part of an insurance company. I'm an IT developer here. We are migrating their on-prem database to cloud. Okay, like only database of one small company in the world. We are migrating it to cloud, and it has been 3 years. We have not been able to complete the project yet. So that's how complex these implementations are. So yeah,
People say this so easily, man. When you have to just copy from one system to another, na? Ek abhi ek laptop leke dusre laptop mein data copy karna. Pata lagega ki chota sa data kitna time le raha hai. Wo chhod jayenge tumhare. So we don't have a data pipeline, man, to create.
Ishwar, the thing is, right, people who say that it is easy to do like that, they have not actually implemented it. They have not experienced it, like what, how to do it, right? So it is easy for them to say. So that's why I just gave an example, like just to migrate one database whose entire data we have, entire table structure, everything we have, it is taking us 3 years. Okay. So just imagine this is the entire world dealing in cryptocurrencies, moving assets, what will happen? So that's, I would, yes.
Somebody was putting in that you can do it with AI and machine learning and all those things. I work in this emerging technologies.
Can we hear Sundar?
Yeah, please.
Okay, see, even I have IT experience of 13 years being a DBA, Oracle Database Administrator. So I have seen a lot of migrations and all these, and I've been to US and I've lived in US as well. So a few pointers here for Ishwar. See, the real reason of inventing blockchain was to not go back to database. First point, okay. It's a totally new technology which overcomes the problems of database first. Okay, second, Ishwar, you wanted to clarify, you know, why the government, now coming to the sound money part, the real point of having sound money is also to have a control on the government. This may be unpopular to you, but how many of us know each person in India, how much amount of gold each one owns? Okay, or how much gold is being stolen by, you know, criminal activities within India? Okay, so no government has track of that gold right now. We may talk all that. So, but this is how the individual citizens will have control on the government. That is what is important. But the gold is still being manipulated as a metal because of banks, you know, taking over. Like we saw the example of JP Morgan. So now the pure money or the digital money, which comes in the form of Bitcoin, cannot be manipulated by any human being. It is trackable. It is there on the public ledger. You can track it. That's all. This is the problem that is being solved. So no, everybody knows that whatever transactions will happen will be there on the blockchain. So eventually there will be, this is the problem that is being solved where you're saying how to track it. Right now in India, not many people understand how to buy a non-KYC coin. Everyone is going through crypto exchanges to buy a KYC coin. You're not allowed to trade without having your KYC done. Okay. Already we have a database with the crypto exchanges where everyone knows the person who is holding the cryptos right away. Maybe the non-KYC concept comes only when you directly mine the coins and you hold some non-KYC coins. So I think this answers your question, Ishwar. Okay.
No, Sundar, I see that is not a question at all. You are not even remotely closer to the question. So you just spoke about the Bitcoin properties and all that stuff. My question was related to creating a system by the government that can track all the transaction. You just saying that transaction is available, you go and see it. Who does that, man? Seriously. I mean, at least don't twist the words that is coming out of my mouth. So I'm sorry to just put it right there blankly because I've been trying to explain it to you. It is about creating a system that can track and report, and any delinquency, any issue can be tracked and reported, and then the action can be taken on top of it. There is no
way. So you're not understanding that it doesn't need another system. The government doesn't need another system. It can use the existing blockchain.
Use what? Who will check that? One Babu will sit and check for all the
issue. That's how the America is doing right now. Issue, a lot of problems were resolved. You know, they found the whatever you call that. There was an issue, right, on the blockchain with related to Polymath, or there was some scam which was easily identified when the scammers moved some coins to the crypto exchange to convert it to dollars, and that's where they froze the accounts and they recovered a few million dollars directly. So this is how the tracking happens. There are options, man, which we are not aware. Maybe the CIAs or the FBIs, they already know that. We are not knowing that. I believe what will happen now is government will make Bitcoin as an asset. I don't know about any other currencies, but I think Bitcoin will remain. So this is what I am ensuring.
Roshan, go ahead. Roshan is trying to
be a point add karna tha. Roshan go ahead. Bola aur Ishwar bhai ne bola कि डेटा को मूव करना इतना आसान नहीं है. तो जैसे बैंकिंग सिस्टम है, आज पूरा बैंक आपके नेट बैंकिंग पे काम कर रहा है और बैंकिंग सिस्टम्स जो आपका है वो हंड्रेड्स ऑफ ईयर्स है. तो आपने सारा डेटा एटलीस्ट वहाँ पे तो माइग्रेट कर दिया इंटरनेट बैंकिंग पे. और जो ग्रेटेस्ट इन्वेंशन है इंडिया का वो लास्ट डेकेड का वो UPI है. आप हजारों बैंक है और उसके पूरा डेटा, मतलब आप 20-20 5-5 2-2 रुपये भी जो ट्रांसफर करते हो, बिलियंस ऑफ ट्रांजेक्शन डेली हो रहे हैं एट द स्पीड ऑफ लाइट. ठीक है, आपने पूरा उसको इतने अच्छे से वो किया हुआ है, हर चीज़ को ऐड किया हुआ है सारे बैंक के उसमें से डेटा को, तो इसको क्यों नहीं किया जाता? जैसे ईश्वर भाई का क्वेश्चन काफी वैलिड है.
नहीं, सो आप जैसे हम आपको, मैं बताता हूँ,
आपने डेटाबेस को ऐड किया है ना वहाँ पे सारे लोगों का, और बिलियंस ऑफ जो ट्रांजैक्शन है माइक्रो सेकंड्स में हो रहे हैं.
तो मैंने वही एक्सप्लेन आपको किया कि
ईश्वर भाई, मेरा पॉइंट है, पॉइंट सुन लो, मेरा पॉइंट यही है कि जो आपने बोला जैसे कौन उसको ट्रैक करेगा, पहली बात तो बिटकॉइन ये सब चीजें ट्रैक करने के लिए था ही नहीं. और अगर आप चाह रहे हो कि रेगुलेट करके ट्रैक भी किया जाए, तो अभी 10 साल हुए इस टेक्नोलॉजी का आगे, जो मेन स्ट्रीम में है. ब्लॉकचेन तो पहले से था, बट जो मेन स्ट्रीम में 10 साल हुए अभी ब्लॉकचेन का आए हुए. तो जैसे जैसे प्रॉब्लम्स आएंगी, चीज़ें रेगुलेट भी होंगी, वैसे वैसे सॉल्यूशन भी मिलेगा 10 साल बाद. फॉर एग्जांपल, आप कैश से, पासबुक से, चेकबुक से, उसके बाद क्रेडिट कार्ड्स, UPI, आप नेट बैंकिंग सब कुछ करते थे, हम UPI तक तो आ ही गए ना, माइक्रो सेकेंड में हो रहा है, फ़ोन निकाला ट्रांजेक्शन कर दिया. तो इसको भी टाइम लगेगा, थोड़ा रेगुलेट हो जाएंगी चीज़ें. और ऑब्वियसली अगर आपके पास कोई सिस्टम नहीं है ट्रैक करने के लिए, तो आप इनोवेशन को बैन नहीं कर सकते. आपको सॉल्यूशन ढूंढना पड़ेगा लॉन्ग वे में आगे जाके. क्या पता 10 साल, 15 साल, 20 साल बाद हम उसको ट्रैक कर पाए.
ओके, मेरा एक पॉइंट है कि हमको उतना डेटाबेस क्रिएट ही क्यों करना है. अगर जो रेगुलेट करना है, नहीं जस्ट ऐसे, अगर जो रेगुलेट करना है कि ये जो भी फंड आ रहा है वो जो भी बंदा ट्रेड कर रहा है, बाय कर रहा है, वो विड्रॉ करके कहीं मिसयूज ना करे, तो वो एक्सचेंज पे तो डेटा है ना उसका कि वो कितना, आप वहाँ पे तो ट्रैक कर सकते हो कि इतने अमाउंट के ऊपर अगर जो कोई पर्टिकुलर यूज़र जा रहा है अमाउंट लेके, तो उसका डेटा होना चाहिए. आप उसको मार्क कर दो कि हाँ ये इतने अमाउंट के ऊपर गया है, तो उसके कैप के हिसाब से तो ट्रैक कर सकते हैं. आप ईच एंड एवरी सिंगल यूज़र का भी आप डेटा आपको चाहिए, तो वो कोई भी फील्ड में होगा, ना कि क्रिप्टो. सारे फील्ड में आपका सारा डेटा बेस क्रिएट करना और फिर ट्रैक करना, आई डोंट थिंक कि वो इतना फिजिबल होगा. बट अगर जो आपको इतना ही ट्रैक करना है कि ये फंड उस इलीगल एक्टिविटीज़ में ना यूज़ हो, विड्रॉ करके किसी और कंट्री में जाके वहाँ पे वो लोग उसको ब्लैक टू वाइट ना करें, तो आप एक्सचेंज के थ्रू रेगुलेट कर सकते हो. एक्सचेंज से अगर जो रेगुलेट नहीं पॉसिबल है, जो लोग ये सोचते हैं कि फिर कैश में हो जाएगा, कैश में ये सिनेरियो बहुत बड़ा हो जाएगा, क्योंकि वहाँ पे फिर आपके पास ऑप्शन नहीं है। इवन अगर जो इंडिया ये सोच के बैन करती है कि चलो हम इसको ट्रैक नहीं कर पाएंगे, हमारे पास कोई सॉल्यूशन नहीं है, इसको टाल दो या तो फिर बैन कर दो, इतने सारे यूजर्स जो क्रिप्टो में आ चुके हैं ऑलरेडी, वो लोग कैश के तरफ जाएंगे। तो कैश वाले एरिया में जो ऑलरेडी लोग इलीगल पर्पज़ के लिए वहाँ पे अपना कैश आउट करते हैं या बाय करते हैं, उनको अच्छे खासे कस्टमर्स मिल जाएंगे, वो इजीली अपना ट्रेड कर सकते हैं। क्योंकि अगर जो लीगल ट्रेडर है, जो ट्रेड कर रहा है सिर्फ, वो उसको अगर जो प्लेटफॉर्म मिलता है, भले वो रेगुलेटेड है, वो करेगा। बट अगर जिसको प्लेटफॉर्म नहीं मिलेगा, वो ऑफलाइन जाएगा, ऑफलाइन में फिर वो लोग को बेनिफिट होगा जो इलीगल एक्टिविटीज़ में इन्वॉल्व हैं, वो जो कैश में ट्रांजेक्शन्स कर रहे हैं, उनके लिए बेटर हो जाएगा। तो इनडायरेक्टली आप उनको हेल्प कर रहे हो कि हाँ, जो आप कर रहे हो उसके लिए हम आपको लिक्विडिटी दे रहे हैं, आपको बायर दे रहे हैं, आपको सेलर दे रहे हैं, आप इससे करो, क्योंकि हम तो ट्रैक नहीं कर सकते, हम एक्सचेंजेस को क्रैक डाउन कर देंगे, हम बंद कर देंगे, तो वो सॉल्यूशन नहीं है।
रवि जी, होता ही ऐसे है ना, प्रॉब्लम यह है कि आपने लिकर बैन किया इन वन कंट्री और वन स्टेट, राइट, एंड देन देयर आर अदर स्टेट हु फॉलोड द सूट एज वेल, देन देयर इज अ पैरेलल इकोनॉमी हु इज सेलिंग लिकर जो भी इलीगली, एंड देन दे आर मेकिंग लॉट ऑफ मनी। 500 बॉटल गेट सोल्ड एट लाइक 800-900 रुपीज, एंड द रीजन व्हाई इज बिकॉज देयर इज नो लीगल वे टू सेल दैट इन दैट पर्टिकुलर एरिया। अभी हवाला क्यों हो रहा है, राइट, व्हेन यू सेंड मनी फ्रॉम वन कंट्री टू अनदर, इफ यू सेंड इट बाय गवर्नमेंट चैनल देन यू विल बी चार्ज बाय वेस्टर्न यूनियन इन द टैक्सेस कैप एंड यू हैव टू वरी अबाउट ऑल दीज थिंग्स। But how the hawala operates, right? You just give it to somebody here in India who is a hawala operator. Then there is a counterpart who will be sitting in the other country. He will just give that to you. Forget about $200,000. You can transfer up to 10 million, 50 million, even billions through hawala, right? That's how the hawala operator and hawala trade happens. So illegal activity will always happen around ban. And that cannot be stopped even if the... you know, ban put in place, even ban is not put in place, right? That will always happen and has always been the choice. But the problem is, government, easier way to do that for the government is just to ban things. That's how they typically operate. If they can ban liquor, right, which has been, you know, sometimes people treat it as a bread and butter for, and they are really pissed off when they realize that liquor is banned, but still people have lived around it, right? Lived around those bans. That's the problem, right? The easier part or easier way for the government is just to ban it, rather than creating a massive system to track it. Right now, no government has created that system. Not easy to create that as well. And at the end of the day, if they're, like you said, right, UPI and transactions, but there is no way to report your all the frauds, number of frauds that has been happening through UPI and the other methods. Just check the last year's fraud reports by each bank. That has gone up by like 20, 30, 40% in some cases. For some banks, this is like the massive up, right? In case of online transaction frauds. And the reason why is they don't know how to do it. We have been installing anti-money laundering systems. We have been putting in all sort of AI. One of the systems that we sell is Safer Payments, which is by my own company. All AI, all mumbo jumbo, everything that you can fit it in. At the end of the day, the number of anti-money laundering transactions has been controlled, but not to that extent. Still, there are ways people can find it around it and, you know, can do it. But again, if you're building a system to track every payment, it is not easier, viable for any government to do it. And under low cost, definitely not going to happen.
But it's not impossible, right?
Impossible is nothing, buddy. Jab tak, if they are, they will wait for system to be in. Once the system is implemented in next 10 years, they will regulate the Bitcoin.
That's what my point is, Ishwar, bro.
They will regulate, but you have to wait for 10 years. But you have to wait for 10 years.
Then there will be something. Yeah, there will be something. People will be shift to that. Because government cannot be.
जो इंडिया का बेस्ट इंस्टीट्यूशन है IIT, उसमें कोई कोर्स नहीं है ब्लॉकचेन के लिए, और
नहीं है, है,
है, है, रोशन, है, रोशन,
यार, मेरे, I'll tell you, so अभी कोर्सेज भी नहीं है, लेट मी एक्सप्लेन। सो IBM and IIT Bombay runs a research lab together. I was fita cutting ke liye bhi main gaya tha saath mein. So there is a research lab we together run. There is an actual blockchain research department. You search the mentors, you will get an IIT Bombay mentor which does the research on Hyperledger. So Hyperledger is one which is right now promoted by IBM. We have done with
Bro, main course ki baat kar raha tha. Normal
course ki baat kar raha hu. You can actually do research, man. There are multiple courses in IIT Bombay for blockchain as well. Just go and do the IIT Bombay.
Main bhi abhi dekh raha tha. जो
यू कैन डू अ पीएचडी इन ब्लॉकचेन
यूनिवर्सिटी ने किया है वहां से
रोहन आईआईटी रुड़की की वेबसाइट पे
यू कैन डू अ पीएचडी हां यू कैन डू पीएचडी इन ब्लॉकचेन बडी फॉरगेट अबाउट कोर्स
ब्रो पता नहीं मैंने तो अभी अपने जो रिसर्च कर रहा था मैं वहां देख रहा था साउथ अफ्रीका
के नहीं रोशन
अभी शेयर द लिंक रोशन
देयर आर फ्यू कोर्सेस देयर आर लॉट ऑफ कोर्सेस
अगर मेरे कॉलेज में है तो भाई भूल जाओ आईआईटी में मेरे कॉलेज
देयर आर लॉट ऑफ आई एम नॉट श्योर अबाउट पीएचडी और समथिंग बट देयर आर लॉट ऑफ कोर्सेस
देयर इज अ पीएचडी आल्सो आईएसबी भी रन करता है ब्लॉकचेन पे कोर्सेज वहां पे आपके फॉरेन प्रोफेसर्स आके दे टीच यू इन चंडीगढ़ एंड हैदराबाद बोथ द कैंपसेस देयर आर लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ कोर्सेज इन ब्लॉकचेन बड़ी डोंट वरी अबाउट इट सो वो ऐसा नहीं है if you do have not been able to find it let me tell you there is a phd also in iit bombay that's what I was about to say and it was funded by one of the ibm programs which they used as part of the combined school that they opened in iit bombay so there is an actual
research bro apne londe bas sab padhenge wo bhi kuch na kuch karenge regulate karenge sir se aapka sara solution
kar rahe hain see the problem but the challenge is the cost of regulation so I'm not saying that system can't be built system can be built but the cost and the number of years that will take by that time bitcoin and any other cryptocurrency will lose its fuzz because government has no other way but to ban it at least currency will to kar degi but how they will come up with the asset that is will be interesting to see because as of now even government don't know how to treat it as an asset also that's a problem and there is no paper across the world where there is a justification that this is how within the financial industry engineering landscape you will treat a bitcoin as an asset there is not even one paper which is backed by any economist which can explain how will you treat bitcoin as an asset and how will you fit that in the justified natural definition of a financial
you sure asset. Already america has that done is, it already america has made it commodity I, cftc has approved it and there are bitcoin etfs already launched in us
वेरी वैलिड पॉइंट ईश्वर जी व्हाट यू हैव सेड फॉर द गवर्नमेंट टू ट्रैक इट्स गोइंग टू टेक इयर्स And also, like, people have come up ki it is in the baby stages, it's in 10 years, it'll take time, slowly and steadily, everything will happen. But the thing is that, like, from basic point of view, it was not made for the centralized government. That is the reason why power to the masses, that is the purpose for decentralization. Anyways, that is not going in the same segment, let's say, financial currency, let's say, in par with fiat but then again you can never like you know what Sundar ji said I completely agree to this as in for bullion like you keep gold and from economic point of view so that is the complete stake of bitcoin that's where I see it it may take like you know for the governments and like banning and cdbc coming up and there's somebody was mentioning like you know countries fighting and all that stuff and CDBC happening because if you see from this thing point of view all the senators all the big people they're too deep into it ATMs being employed like you know deployed and like you know the Web3 coming up we are too much into it so I like this is my personal opinion like you know we can't avoid this like blockchain and bitcoin it will be very hard for the government it will take time mm-hmm. they'll be fight there'll be CDBCs there'll be this and that and blah 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 but there's no avoiding it I guess
blockchain will stay and it will because so many projects are running on blockchain which has nothing to do with cryptocurrency I actually narrated some of the projects that we have done VTrade and all those things I don't want to repeat it but you can easily google search it you will get to know how many blockchain projects are running on hyperledger corda and multi other fabrics which are there exist rubix and all so see the point is blockchain is here to stay nothing is going to happen to blockchain even government will have some of their direct benefit transfer DBT programs on blockchain UN is already doing it for refugees so to tracking and all those so again medical and all those companies are doing it there's a port tracking as well so definitely blockchain is here to stay nothing is going to happen to blockchain but the point is on the that's all about DLTs your distributed ledger decentralized networks DeFi's or whatever you want to call it but the point is government again it is easier for the government to just outright ban it then they will rethink that if there is an uproar and all those things that will happen from the local masses which have invested heavily or which have invested whatever amount in the block, in the bitcoins or any other cryptocurrency. And then, you know, you typically have those ban, unban, and, you know, no status at all. Best would be, at least for the from the cryptocurrency perspective, that there is no regulation or nothing happened in the next few years. So people will do whatever they are doing as it is. But if something comes in, if government rushes that bill or if government rushes the regulation, then it will be a problem. Best state is what it is right now, a confusing state, which we never know what is going to happen to it. Because at that that point, then we realize ki nothing will going to come. It is all bark at one level. And let's do whatever we are doing with our cryptocurrencies, investment, trading, whatever we are doing, right? But best situation is this. But once the regulation is there, right, then it will become tricky. Because then whatever you are doing will become illegal. That's the problem. Making it illegal is a problem, you know. So there is no regulation, that's okay. But once it is illegal, then, people believe in government, people believe in right way of doing things, legal way of doing things. Okay, they will not buy it and sell it. But people who don't believe it, they are okay to do whatever they want. But once they get caught into it, then there would be a fine or there would be a repercussion. Then people have to be ready for that. That's what the point is. It is not about like crusading against the government or Bitcoin is right or wrong. It is what is the harsh reality of today's truth and how economies and government and law is run in any country right now. So that's.
यार मैं भी लीव कर रहा हूँ, बस एक लास्ट पॉइंट बोल के जाऊँगा. ईश्वर भाई मतलब काफी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट्स थे आपके भी और काफी अच्छा लगा इस रूम में आके. मैं सबको फॉलो कर दिया, वापिस आऊंगा. बट मैं यही बोलूंगा ईश्वर भाई, जैसे मोनार्क डिक्टेटरशिप से लेके हम डेमोक्रेसी तक आए हैं, तो क्रिप्टो करेंसीज में भी सिर्फ वो पैसा और बिटकॉइन नहीं है, डीफाई है, उसमें एनएफटी है, मेटावर्स है, डाउज है, जो मोस्ट प्रोबेबली आगे जाके 20 साल बाद बूम होंगे. तो मतलब पूरा उसमें भी सब कुछ चीजें हैं. तो जैसे जैसे लोग समझेंगे, एडॉप्शन आएगा, तो रेगुलेशन और इन सब की जरूरत ही नहीं पड़ेगी आगे जाके, जब एजुकेशन आएगा. तो यार पीस आउट, लीव कर रहा हूँ मैं, सबको फॉलो करके जा रहा हूँ.
ओके, गुड नाइट रोशन, हैव अ नाइस
डे, हैव अ ग्रेट नाइट.
Venkat,
yeah, you have great points, but I'm pretty optimistic. I want to be at the optimistic side.
Okay. Even I wanted to happens. Be optimistic, man. My money is stuck.
So Sundar and Ishwar, okay, you both come from, I should not say a different ideology, but you presented some different views. So I have one question, and nobody has able to answer me yet. And I am a pro crypto guy. I am myself a blockchain developer, stuff like that. But I don't own Bitcoin. The only reason is I'm not against Bitcoin at all. People who believe in anything, I support them. If they believe Bitcoin is something, I support them. I just want to understand this part. Okay. So Bitcoin is an algorithm, right? Written by a Bitcoin developer community. Okay. And those are some people who are not elected by people like us or general population of this world. Okay. They are a community, maybe 80,000, 1 lakh or 2 lakh people. Okay. So they are a Bitcoin community. They decide. They come with a vetting process where they decide what next upgrade on the Bitcoin has to be happen. Like we will see, there will be a taproot where now Bitcoin might be eligible for smart contracts and doing DeFi and the stuff, right? So that is the community deciding everything on what will happen to the Bitcoin. So if my country approves that, not only my country, any country approves that as a currency for their country, so don't they become dependent on those 80,000 people who are making changes to the code? Like, I just want to understand from very unbiased.
Yes, and not only that, I'll give you an example. Like Hyperledger is a open source, right? Right now, which is regarded as an open. And version 3.something, 4.something, which is the latest version which is coming in of the Hyperledger, which is again putting it a new feature that are coming in. It's a developer community who's doing it. Nobody controls it. Right. So if you want a feature tomorrow, if somebody wants a feature tomorrow to use that, nobody has a right to say that this feature will come tomorrow, right? Because nobody's controlling it. But if you look at from the board perspective, the people who sit on the chair within Hyperledger, I think 15 of them is from IBM. I'll give you a straight truth, right? That means they have a right to say what feature will go on in the next release. So if I have a client who is asking for XYZ feature, right? Then there is a possibility that there might be an influence. It doesn't happen like that, but usually there could be. That's what people accuse some of the
you know, projects which are running on the Hyperledger service, that it is very much influenced by the IBM, right? That's how it is. But in reality, what happens is way different. But that's how it is, right? There is few people who control all these things. And there is a possibility to do that as well in future. Nobody's denying it also. Now, as an individual, as a government, there needs to be a safeguard, right? To that as well. So again, inflation, deflation will depend on how the blockchain is moving up and down, right? In terms of value. If you turn it into a currency, government will lose a lever to make sure that their currency or their economy is not going into too much inflation or too much deflation. If it becomes a situation where it becomes similar to Zimbabwean dollar, where you're paying billions and billions of dollars just to buy a bread, right? In value, because the currency has so much depreciated, then that is a possibility that can happen to any cryptocurrency too in future. Because there is a bad way of managing things, that there is a good way of managing things as well. But once you become it, once this becomes decentralized and not controlled by a government, then you can't blame the government. Because it's the market who is deciding all these things for you. So that's the problem.
So there are many countries who are dependent on, you can say, different currencies, as like small countries using USD or maybe different currencies in their own currency. So they are also dependent on US or any country. But like whenever they use USD, they are dependent on USA. So this is same like if you are using any cryptocurrency and you are like directly dependent on the community who's going.
तो रवि यूएसए तो एक गवर्नमेंट है ना जब दे कैन गो इन आईएमएफ अगेंस्ट यूएसए अगर यूएसए कुछ करेगा ऑल्दो
प्रैक्टिकली क्या होगा इन्फ्लेशन डिफ्लेशन एवरीथिंग ना लाइक वहां पे वो छाप रहे
नहीं नहीं मेरा कंसर्न ये है
डॉलर हैज बीन स्टेबल फॉर इयर्स राइट डॉलर हैज अ ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड आप वो देखो ना डॉलर हैज बीन स्टेबल फॉर इयर्स जरा सा पाउंड ऊपर नीचे हुआ था तो ब्लैक फ्राइडे क्रिएट हो गया था जस्ट गूगल इट देयर वुड बी अ डॉक्यूमेंट्री ऑन दैट जॉर्ज सोरोस एंड यू विल रियलाइज वो सब पूरा गेम क्या हुआ था ठीक है बट जस्ट लुक एट इट राइट यू विल अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट होवैक इट हैज डन राइट जस्ट जरा सा वैल्यू जितना बिटकॉइन ऊपर नीचे जाता है ना एक दिन के अंदर उसका हाफ भी नहीं हुआ था पाउंड के साथ राइट और वहां पे बैंक्स बैंकरप्ट हो गए थे ठीक है then you will realize that how difficult it is to manage a fluctuation in a currency. So you need to understand traditionally what is the stability and how currency stabilize an economy. If there is a up and down like blockchain, Bitcoin, I'm saying blockchain again and again, I refer to Bitcoin. But if there is a fluctuation in any cryptocurrency that you adopt, right, or multiple cryptocurrencies that you adopt, then it is way, way difficult to manage how the exchange of good will happen in your economy. Value of things, you can't price it and all that stuff will come in. So then what is the value of MRP and all those things? Again, crazy.
I will like
so
to also...
It will be
Yeah, I like to hear Sundar's view also, like what he thinks about my...
Yeah, Joshman, that's a good question when you asked about open source. Now, you know, the greatest example in our times has been the fact with Linux. Okay, Linux has been the open source software. We've been seeing it for more than 30 years now. So have we not seen how it has evolved and there is not a single entity that has claimed? So, everyone comes up with their own flavors. Nobody can claim unique ownership on it.
Yeah, that is fine. Linux is an operating system, right? Used by, like used in systems or used by developers and stuff like that. It's an operating system. But we are here saying making Bitcoin the currency of the world or of the country, right? So they both are different. It doesn't matter if Linux goes vague or if they do something, if the community decide let's put viruses on computers, right? So it might impact the IT system, but in like the economy or the public or the common man, that's what I'm saying. So if 80,000 people in Bitcoin community decide we have issue with Donald Trump of USA, do something in the code that US goes down, right? I'm just giving a very hypothetical example, okay? So then what is the control over there? That's my only concern, and that is the reason why I actually go for those projects which have smart contracts, which have some use cases where they are trying to bring in some technology. So like I'm in for technology, and I also appreciate Bitcoin's technology, but this value or making it the currency of the world, this idea is not fixing in my mind till now. That is my...
I don't think Bitcoin has moved to that point yet, because as Ishwar also said, the price is very fluctuating right now. It has not found its stable price right now. It still can be treated as a store of value only. It has not moved to medium of exchange. It has not moved into unit of account. that is the path of movement. So I think this word of cryptocurrency, I believe it was, you know, somebody was saying it, I think say Michael Saylor in his one of his talks, it's been wrongly written by media people. You know, it should have been crypto asset actually. Somebody they used it to make it as cryptocurrency to create a hype. But
that was in the white paper. That was in Satoshi's white paper, right? He wanted a cryptocurrency. The actual purpose was that exchange this currency. It is only deflated, 21 million only. So people will be able to, you know, exchange it and very easy, very fast across the world. That was the actual purpose.
Right now it has not found its stable price right now. It cannot become a currency yet.
Hey, Joshman, I may have an answer.
Yeah, yes, question. I want to listen to Rishi.
So of course the Genesis block when it was written in 2009, of course there was mentions of the world financial crisis, the Lehman Brothers, we know the subprime mortgage crisis, which crashed the entire economy of the world, starting with America. The dollar crashed, everything crashed. So that was when this gentleman or this group of people, nobody knows, it's a pseudonymous entity, he created Bitcoin. The origin and the genesis of Bitcoin was to create a deflationary mechanism of a currency. But what it has become today, it is anti that. In a sense, it has become a store of value. When the origin of it was not meant to be a store of value, but to be a deflationary currency in a sense that it could be without external forces, macro, microeconomic forces impacting the trade, it could have been at its own intrinsic face value, which is not the situation now, because I don't know how he envisaged it, to be really honest. I don't know if he envisaged it so brilliantly as it stands today. In fact, maybe he didn't envisage it as it stands today. He envisaged it the fact that, you know, he should create a currency at that point in time, which should be intrinsic to its own true value, up to 21 million coins, and a loaf of bread is a loaf of bread. That's about it. But today, the way it's turned out is a little bit different. Maybe even envisaged it how it is today. I don't know. It's very difficult because none of us were there. None of us are him, or none of us were a part of his group. So we don't know how it is. Eventually, what's going to happen, how I'm foreseeing this is, over a period of time, most countries will reject it, deject it. Nobody would want any piece of this. But, as adoption grows, as people start adopting it, storing it as a store of value, you know, out of 18.5 million Bitcoin that are mined today, 12 to 12.5 million are with whales. They're not going to part with it no matter what. 4 million are lost permanently in the blockchain. Nobody can retrieve it. Only 2.5 million are in circulation. And whence a government or a set of governments decide, of course El Salvador started, it's just going to be taken over by storm. I don't think there is any country who's just going to, one big country takes Bitcoin over, when you can't fight them, you join them eventually. So it's just a matter of time. There is rapid progression in adoption because, this is something very unique, which the world has not seen, the world has not experienced. At least we haven't in our generation. I mean, what are we, 30, 40, 50, 60 years? That's all. In the sense that over the last 5,000 years, the fact that no currency has survived, no coin, no paper, nothing has survived, but the fact that only gold has survived as a store of value. Here, there is something that is holding everybody's imagination. The fact that we are all in this room today is not for or against. We are all for it, aren't we? Otherwise, why would any of us be in this room? We are all here for one purpose, so that Bitcoin wins. And I'm not speaking for crypto at large. I'm saying, you know, we need something which is anti-incumbent, in the sense that nothing has survived the face of the planet in a monetary system. We know for sure history repeats itself, not in the same way, but it manifests itself in different forms and different ways, everything because of centralized forces. Trying to create a sense of power for themselves. If they can't manipulate it, they change it. If they can't change it, you know what's going to happen, right? They're going to overprint it, and it's all going to bound to fail. The sooner they adopt this form of technology, specifically Bitcoin, the better it is. Of course, it is 100 million satoshis, which makes a Bitcoin. I don't know what one satoshi means. Today, probably it means 3 paise. When it goes to $1 million, it might be 70 to 73 paise. You can do the math. It's simple. It's fractional. It's 8 decimals. It's not that hard. We are Indians. We are above the food chain in that sense of making such quick calculations. But, you know, Joshman, I don't know if I answered your question, but we're all here for a common purpose.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We are here to serve ourselves more than anybody else. And as people, we need to serve ourselves. If we serve ourselves, we serve the country.
You were listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. Do follow us wherever you are listening so that you get notified about the latest episodes as soon as they're out. We are active on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Telegram, and Clubhouse. Visit cryptohubindia.com to get all our social links. This is Nirmal Sarkar signing off. Thank you.